Hello, my name is Ina Salt. This is Type Radio from New York. Now we're talking.
Doing research on you, I Googled and I found this blog where this guy said you came up to him on the bus or something. He had the happy tattoo on his lower arm.
You know, it's so funny.
There was this woman coming up to me and she took pictures of my tattoo and... I also think he saw a lecture or something, which you did, or he read something, an article that you wrote on him. So he was like really amazed that this was so interesting.
Well, that is how the whole thing started. I saw, you know, it was August. I was getting ready to teach another semester. I saw this guy with this tattoo, and, you know, I thought, well, he's a stranger. But on the other hand, you know, I have to say something. So, yes, I went up to him. I introduced myself. I said, I teach typography at City College. And I always try to explain to my students why typography is important. Why should they care about typography? And I tell them that typography is everywhere. And I show them, you know, and we talk about it in newspapers, magazines, signs, packaging, billboards, you know, the web, on television, titles, movie titles. I said, but I have never... One of the few things that I've never mentioned is tattoos, because I've never seen a typographic tattoo. It happened to be Helvetica, and it was just lowercase, and it was quite large and very stark. So I said, "Would you mind if I take a picture of your arm?" And then he gave me his card, and now I had to get off the bus, so I didn't have time to give him my card, but I had told him my name. So that night at home, I thought I ought to... send him the picture and send him a thank you. So I looked on the card and I saw, oh, he has a website. So I went to his website and I thought, oh, he has a blog. And that night, I read the blog and it said, I was on the bus today and I met a woman named Ina Salt, and she said, I teach typography, and could I take a picture of your arm? The whole thing was there. So it was very, very funny, because it was quite an experience for me.
Mm-hmm. But also for him. Well, why do you think... there's so many tattoos that have like black letter, sort of fractured kind of type.
You know, I think it's sort of a goth thing and a gang thing and Latino thing. That's why those are more traditional. That script and outline, what they call Sailor Bob in the tattoo world. But what was new and fresh about this tattoo was that it was filled in and it was black and it was sans serif. And it was unadorned by anything else. The type was the message. The image was the type. And so I had never seen something like that. And then once I saw that, I started seeing more. And it was clear to me that this was a new wave of a different kind of tattoo, a tattoo that represented a modern twist on what historically tattoos had been. We all know the old mom and dad tattoo, or the mom tattoo within the heart or whatever, with the arrow. But this was a way to communicate deep feelings. And in my research, I have kind of categorized them into political feelings. Amazing. I've found some amazing political tattoos. Remind me to tell you about the one from Holland.
Have you seen that book also that recently came out? The Russian prisoner?
Yes. Well, Russian prison tattoos are also kind of... they've been around. Prison tattoos. It's a whole genre unto itself. But these are hip, urban, young people, many of whom are artists or have artistic training. The tattoo artists, instead of being guys who just got out of prison and opened a tattoo shop, are artists, trained artists, designers, who have had typographic training. So there's a whole awareness, and I think just in the culture at large, because people now have computers and they know what fonts are, they see fonts on their computers, they now are like taking the fonts in with the words that they want to the tattoo artist and saying, here, I want it to look like this. They're choosing the look of their tattoo. And more often than not, they're choosing a font rather than something being hand-lettered as a tattoo. So that's what's kind of, it's kind of a new wave, and it is being spurred by musicians, sports stars, rock stars, models, celebrities. Angelina Jolie has 11 tattoos, several of which are typographic. Charlie Sheen has tattoos. Johnny Depp has tattoos. who's the British soccer star? David Beckham, Lindsay Lohan, you know. So amongst men and women, amongst people who have a very high public persona, and so young people are emulating that. And so, and there have been several polls lately, a Harris poll and another very big poll, I forget the name of it, that have the numbers of tattoos on young people are, they're a large percentage of the American public. There's also been this flood of, just last week, two television shows on major networks debuted, one called Miami Ink and one called Inked. And at least one of them is set up for a 13-week season.
About
tattoos and tattooing. And there's a major magazine is launching in the fall about tattoos, also called Inked. So, I mean, I think tattooing is just, has gone from something that was a mark of the underclass or of the military or of gangs and has now completely transmogrified into something that is really acceptable amongst the upper educated affluent classes. And it's much more acceptable. USA Today just did a little story on how employers who used to think of someone who was tattooed as a negative thing are now accepting tattooed employees because they have to. They need the workforce, and just so many people are tattooed now that as long as it can be covered up by clothing, they're okay with that.
And do you have one?
No, I do not.
Would you like one after all this research?
No. I am phobic about needles, truly phobic. I do not even have pierced ears.
Mm. Okay.
And I have skin issues. I have very, very pale skin. I had a little melanoma scare a few years ago. There is absolutely no way I would ever get tattooed.
But do you like the fake tattoos? You put
the
them on
sometimes?
Yeah, I had a little henna tattoo once. That was fun. Yeah,
very beautiful. Like,
yeah, as long as no needles are involved, I'm good with that. But you understand that tattoos involve bloodshed and pain. And depending on where you have it, it can be extreme pain.
Type radio.org.